Feel like we could dismiss and go home this evening, and I would have been blessed as a result of being here. I left my glasses down there. Like to turn and read a verse tonight out of the 6th chapter of John and the 47th verse, John 6 and 47. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread that cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." The bread of life was given to us that we might live and not die, that we might have spiritual life, and that we might have eternal life. And the only way that that is possible is that if we are willing to eat of the bread of life, not just know about the bread of life, not just have a knowledge of what the Scriptures say, that Jesus Christ is the bread of life, but for us to live, we have to be willing to have a diet of partaking of the bread of life. What is our diet? Do you ever take stock about with what you eat on a daily and weekly basis from a spiritual standpoint? If we don't eat of the bread of life, what is the alternative? Say again. Death. Is there any other food that is available to us that brings spiritual life besides Jesus Christ? I don't know of any. And yet we live in a world that is filled with so many options of things to eat. It's like a buffet line that never stops. Have you ever seen the size of plates at the beginning of a buffet line? You walk in and you see line after line after line of food. And then you go pick your plate up. And it's about this big. And you look at the plate, and you look at all of the lines of food that are to get. And then you look again at your plate, and you look again at all the things that look good to you, and you say, we have a problem. My plate's not big enough to hold all of the things that look good to me. And so we have a decision to make. What are we going to put on our plate? Is it enough to just not put sinful items on our plate? What do you think? In other words, if I fill my plate that's only this big, because that's all I have, I got 24 hours in a day, and last time I checked, there were 7 days in a week, and I sleep part of it. And so I only have so much time. If I fill that plate with things that are not necessarily sin in of themselves, am I good? No. Why not? It chokes out, Sister Tammy said, the things that we should be doing. Do you know what we do often as people, though? We have good intentions. And we have no intent, many times I'm speaking to people who have a desire to serve the Lord. And often we intend to do all of the right things. We don't want to do wrong things, and we don't want to not do right things. But as we live life and we start walking down the buffet line of options, we see something that we want to do that's not bad, that maybe needs to be done in a way. And so we put it on our plate. And then we keep walking and we see something else and we put it on our plate. And all of a sudden it's the end of the day and it's time to go to bed. And then we think, I missed the bread of life today. It was there. It was on the line, but I got so taken with this other thing that was nothing wrong with it that I missed it. Tomorrow, I'm gonna get it tomorrow. And so we get up and we pick our plate back up, and it's still only this big. And our phone rings and we answer it, and it's like, oh, hey, Rod, such and such and such and such, and could you? Oh, sure, no problem. I'll get right to that. And there goes a piece of my plate. And then I start to walk, and then something else presents itself. It's not that I'm always out looking to fill it with other things. It's like things come off of the buffet line onto my plate without me even touching it. Has that ever happened to you, or has it just happened to me? And I'm walking along and I look down and I say, how did that get on my plate? I didn't know that I had dished that on my plate. And yet it's there. I didn't ask for it. Didn't plan for it. But there it is. And so now I have this thing that I agreed to. And I have this other thing that just appeared unexpectedly. That I need to attend to it. It's important. And so I start thinking about these things, and I look up, and by the time I look back down, something else has landed on my plate. And in between the two, I passed something by and said, oh, I need that. And would you know it? The end of the day comes. And I say, oh, the bread of life. I missed the bread of life. I didn't eat enough of the bread of life. Tomorrow. Because now I'm starting to feel something's missing. And I get up on the third day and I wake up and I have a headache and I just can't think very well. It just seems like I don't feel good and I'm not able to concentrate. And so I get out of bed and squint through my eyes to see what's ahead of me, and I hear another buzz on my phone, and so I try to attend to that and sit back down and try to drink some water, and the day passes by without really any energy, because after all, I'm sick. I didn't know that was going to come, and I just don't feel very good. I get to the end of the day and I say, oh, the bread of life. And the next day comes. And the next day comes. There's a little saying. When I was, I don't think she would mind me saying it. When I was a teenager, Sister Karen, it was Karen Luring at the time, she had a sticker in her car. She has no idea, unless she listens to this message, that it had this kind of an impact on me. And it was stuck in her car, and it said, 7 days makes 1 week. W-E-E-K. And then it said, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. And I heard Brother Leslie say one time, he said, 7 days without prayer doesn't make 1 week, it makes one dead. Life has a way of happening. The days pass by. The weeks pass by. Moments that seem like it's just going to be quickly and gone, and then I'll get to the real part of life, the bread of life. Those moments start to accumulate and turn into hours and days and weeks and months, and that relationship that the Lord impressed you to develop with that soul that He put on your heart, that relationship that takes time to develop. A year's gone by, and I haven't made any progress much on that. And that place in my life that the Lord put His hand on said, Rod, you have need here. Yes, Lord, thank you for showing me that. Lord, I want to do something about that in my life. But then I get up in the morning and my plate's still this big, and it always seems to fill up with urgent things. Maybe they're not the most important things in life, but they're urgent. They need to be attended to, you know, quickly, because time is of the essence. Did you know there's things like that in life that aren't the most important things in life, but they demand our attention in a time-sensitive way? The dog's barking because it's got its foot caught in something. I can't wait until tomorrow. I need to go out and help it now because it's urgent. Maybe it's not the most important thing in life, but it's pretty urgent. And then life happens like that. We have to be deliberate, very deliberate and intentional with our living. The Lord is calling a people that are willing to be very, very intentional and deliberate with their lives, where we feel a sense of urgency about eating the bread of life. Recognizing that if we don't make space for the bread of life on the little plate that we have, and if we don't guard that space, guard it, that the alternative is that our plate is going to be filled with things that don't result in life. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So if we are to have a diet of things that result in life, we must have Jesus. And Jesus is not a part-time endeavor. Jesus is not a take it or leave it, where we take it sometimes, leave it another, as if we have a bell that we can ring and He shows up at our command and then we can turn away and then, well, okay, I might get a little Jesus, but hold, I'll be right back. The only way that we are going to have Jesus is if we make space in our hearts, in our lives, for Him to come and live and abide in us. Abide. Live. Be a part of every day. Not like something that's on a buffet line where, well, I think I'll take a little bit of that. I think I'll take a little bit of Jesus. But I'm going to make room for this. Folks, if we want to live and if we want to show life to other people, we have to be in the place where we say, okay, clear the plate. This space right here is reserved and guarded for the bread of life, for Jesus. And He's going to be He's going to be who I am all about. And so that anything else that comes in only can come in with Jesus being part of who I am. He doesn't get displaced. And the fact of the matter is that Jesus requires time. Time. Do you give Jesus time? Do you give this time? Do you give prayer time? Do you give Jesus uninterrupted space? Or do we just give Him on the run space? Do we give the Lord time to speak to our hearts? See, this is how it can go. Get up in the morning and, well, I'm a Christian. I need to read some. Say, I've got to leave here in just a few minutes for work. I need to attend to that before I walk out the door. But I need to read because I'm a Christian and I'm supposed to read my Bible. So, Okay, here's a verse, and we read it, and Lord, help that to mean something for me today. And okay, Lord, help me today. And then we're on our way, and well, I need to pray, and so we pray. Do you know how I know about this? Because I've been there. Because I've done it. I'm well acquainted with what I'm telling you about tonight. And then we can pray and we do all the talking. The Lord invites us to talk. He wants us to. But He also wants to talk to you. And we have to give Him space and time and a heart where we go to a mountain apart. In our minds, sometimes we don't have a mountain to go to. But in our minds, we clear out and we say, Lord, please speak to my heart. And we get quiet. Because we realize that if we are to live, we are desperate to partake of the bread of life. Jesus said, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. They had manna and they filled their plate with it and they ate it physically and they partook of it and it satisfied their desires of their body. And we partake of manna in life and we get this and we get of that and we partake of it and it satisfies. And Jesus said, your fathers ate of that and they're dead. But He said, this is the bread which comes down from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. I want to live forever. Don't you want to live forever? I want to live forever. The bread that I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Jesus came down and He paid a price that we couldn't pay to forgive us of our sins. And He resurrected from the grave. And He told His disciples that I must go away so that I can send my Spirit back to live and abide in your life. That I might be your comforter. That I might be your teacher. That I might be your guide. That I might live and become part of who you are. The essence of who you are. That you may live and not die. And tonight, I want to be deliberate about not allowing all of the non-sinful things of life to fill my plate to the point that one day I hear a knock at my door and I open the door. And the angel of the Lord has come to take me to the judgment. And I look and realize that with all the good intentions I had, that I hadn't partaken of the bread of life. I don't want that in my life. I want to live to do the will of the Father, which is that we make Him the most important priority in our lives. We safeguard it. We protect it. We carve out time specifically for Jesus. And then when we go attend to the other things of life, we don't compartmentalize Jesus and the other things of life, but we invite Him to go with us so that everything else that we do in life is hand in hand with Jesus. That He might bless, that He might put His hand of grace over all that we do in life, so that when that day comes and I hear a knock at the door and it's my time, I will be so glad that I had made space and a priority, that I had partaken of the bread of life. Pray for me. I want to be true. I want to meet Jesus in peace. Amen.